Lecture topic: The traps of nafs and shaitan.
We have hate for sinners. It's very important. When a person has taken the oath of Allah, then he does not ask this kind of question, it's a minor sin or a major sin. When you ask questions of that kind, it shows that his relation to Allah Ta'ala is very weak. Because once his relation to Allah Ta'ala becomes very strong, then he has only one thing in his heart. That is how to see his prayer. How to see? Every night, every corner, he just looks at this. I must work towards looking at this, seeing his prayer. How to keep him happy? Every moment, every second, this is in your heart. I am doing this act, is Allah happy with your body? It must ring in your mind all the time. Whether you give namaz, whether you give charity, whether you give whatever you think, this must be inculcated in your heart at that time. Is Allah happy or not? In that context, that's the reason why we've been told to make zikr. The purpose to make zikr is this first, that it must become strong in your heart. There's no one looking at you besides Allah. That it becomes impossible for you to commit a sin. And if you commit a sin, it becomes so strong in your heart, you get disturbed to that extent. You have to have that condition come into you, you become so disturbed to that extent that you may want to commit suicide. You do not do it. You do not want to go near food also. That's how the person has to have in him, the love of Allah. Until unless you don't have that kind of love for Allah, then they will know your condition is you and no Allah. And that only can come into us when we begin to understand that humility is the most important thing. Humility is so important that that will allow you that at all times you are humble. That you begin to now understand and recognize all your sins. The purpose of people not understanding their sins is because of pride. So that one is the one tawadu lillahi wa ta'Allah. That person who is humble, Allah raises him. So when humility comes to a person, then thereafter he begins to accept his fault. A person who is of pride won't accept his fault. No matter what you can do, he knows he is wrong, but because of pride, he won't accept it. But the moment he's got humility in him, humbleness, then he'll always see his fault. He'll always make accept his fault. He'll also make God his disciple. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, sometimes his heart becomes clouded also. Has it clouded? Now when his heart becomes clouded, clouded means clouded. Only I have explained that clouded because that's Rasulullah felt. When we are clouded, we clouded with sin. Nabiqal is not clouded with sin. He's clouded whatever it is, he says himself that he understands himself. We don't want to talk about it, but we just say why when he's telling his heart is clouded. He makes a lot of istighfar. 100 times a day is just an example of the time, because we have to make an abundance. You're fortunate that person who at least makes 100 times a day istighfar. So the speaker in charge of making istighfar 100 times a day. And yet we know who is saying this? Rasulullah. And we know that how pure he is. Very, very pure. The Nabi did not come in this world has not come in existence. Everything in this world came because of him. But he is talking like this. Yet he is so pure. And Allah Ta'ala gave guarantee you that your stillness, your future, your past, everything was given. Now just imagine if you have given that kind of message from Allah Ta'ala, that you have been forgiven, that in other words, your stillness. Yet he is continuously making istighfar daily. Then we who are committing sin all the time, how much of istighfar is it? In our ibadat that we make, we have to make istighfar. Leave alone guna one side, or ibadat that we are performing. All those things that make istighfar. Commission, anyway, by mistake, when you make an error, by mistake, I'm talking about. The lack of being the guarantee is the lack of warning at all. Understand the thing. Because of heart. But now you look at it, that was it. Forgiven both all daily, 100 times if you make istighfar. Person make istighfar is because the heart gets clouded. If matter is human, and if person is human, all kind of thoughts come into his mind. Most important today is this much, not what your thoughts come in your mind. What's that? Do not bother about stray thought. It's not going to help in any way. It all comes straight on getting a person, no matter how high he may be, how great and taqwa may be, but he cannot stay in safe concern. He cannot stay. The same is imagined that he cannot stay in safe concern. Because the state of the vehicle is something else. He's something else. We're not talking about him. But no matter how pious you may be, no matter how taqwa parhezgar you may be, but do not think that you are safe from sin. Do not think. Yeah, the only difference is that they have worked very hard to be mujahida. Jihad all the time. Fighting the nafs all the time. Fighting on those things which is dying, they left that out too. Would it die? They left that out too. Would become so strong in them that the thing what is there, they cannot combat them anymore, it becomes very weak. Still become? They cannot go near it too. They go near, they cannot go near it. Continuously making jihad, what you call, mujahida. That's what Rasulullah says. When he said very nicely that you came and went out in jihad to Sahaba Islam. That the jihad they went, when they came back and said to them, you came from a jihad al-azhar to jihad al-akbar. That the jihad that you went, it was a small jihad, because a very big jihad in front of a jihad al-nafsiyah. 24 hours you have to be on guard with this jihad al-nafsiyah. You cannot be free for 1 second too. And yet when a person continuously making jihad all the time, yet he is also, the slightest bit of flag comes, he'll come into it. Slightest bit of flag. Apne upar bharosa mat rakho. Don't deny yourself that you think you got someone, you reach somewhere, you reach nowhere. That person who said I reach somewhere, he reach nowhere, that person is nowhere, he reach everywhere. That person who says he is nowhere, he is everywhere. And that person who is somewhere, he is nowhere. This must be complete in your heart, stamped all the time. I have reached nowhere, I have to still go far, far, the road to Allah is no end. That is why great Buzhugan has been there, he is so high that he says, Allah, I did nothing. I have not reached anywhere. They go to that extent to begin to say that the spirit of Allah Ta'ala, we are nothing, we are worse than this citizen. That the students will tell them, that you are so high. What you are looking at and what I am looking at. In your eyes there may be wherever it is, but in my eyes there is nowhere. So man, no matter how much wherever he reaches, He has to understand this, that he must always have that nekusne. I am nothing. Then only something can come into you, but remember this much, when you say you are nothing, it must in reality. Reality. Today, you know, they just say I am nothing. You rather don't say anyone anything. You rather keep quiet. You rather keep quiet inside yourself and say, Ya Allah, I am nothing. Rather keep the relationship with Allah Ta'ala and no one else. Sometimes you see someone I'm nothing, you try to show off. That's why one person keep Hajim Dabullah Rahmatullah says, Azam, something to this, he says, Azam, nothing. He says, he's a tariq. So these things are very important, Allah Ta'ala. The strife that you give from the straight thought becomes weak when a person gives straight thought. Do not hold them straight thought. Straight thought has misled women a lot. Straight thought means that person may do wudu also sometimes becomes so strong a wudu is not done. Every day, whole day making wudu. You find a person, you know, he makes ghusl, whole day making ghusl. That's what I did. Oh, the water is not, I didn't wash it. You know, water says, the wall, I came on him, that's what it is. Wudu, I don't know, I made 3, 4, what? Rakat, namaz, 3, 4 rakat, what to do with it? They get so strong, they want to follow those things. I know women repeating namaz on and on because it's parishan of them. And the reason for that is because of stray thoughts coming to you. But you must try not to put into action at all. Like you wash your hand 3 times, you finish washing your hand 3 times, but don't worry about it. You go to the toilet, you pass, you really pass water, finish. At least wash properly 1 to 10, 3 times. Khalas. Now when you wake up, some drops came up now. Khalas. The namaz is gone too. The jamaat is gone too. So this same thought will always come into us. We not to worry about those thoughts, it came on its own, it went on its own. But the moment you begin to entertain those thoughts, then you must know that now you became a victim of it. And you never leave you. You never leave you no matter what you do. You can do whatever you want in it. So when a person enters into the tawuf, then you must understand that all the evil ailments comes, goes away. All the ailments goes away, that you are free from it. In other kind, all kind of thoughts also is no more there. Because now you are in such a soul, is no more there. The earth person will always remain. Because the earth person will always remain. Allah Ta'ala mentioned the Quran to this. One side, taqwa, you ask for, one side of dua, you ask for. That's your fault. Ba'alhamah kujuka for taqwa. So you tell, definitely you want to have the urge to commit the sin, but there's nothing but committed. If you don't have the urge to commit the sin, then how will you get reward? Will you keep going? If a blind man, you see, I didn't see a woman in my life, and he smiles, they say, you know, Alhamdulillah, me, I didn't know what woman to. Put Kamal in. Kamal is a man, is strong, young, everything, and he has a means of committing the wrongs, and yet he cannot do it. His eyes can see all those things, he can see, but he really did not do it. An old man, when old man, when he passes, he says, you know, his age now, he can't walk straight, he can't see straight, he can't eat straight. But today, old men, you can't trust them. Can't trust old men. Don't ever leave your children with old men. I'm telling you this, not, I'm not joking, please. Even if it's your own uncle too, your own uncle too. Do not leave your children, your daughters with uncles and, you know, this mama ji and this is kaka ji and all that, forget that. It has gone to that extent, the fitna is spread so hard that we surprised. I get calls from people telling me, my mama ji is interfering with me. My uncle is interfering with me. Old people, 80 years old, one day in the grave, but they did it. It is very sad. So one side of the
So we've gone to that extent where we have to be very careful about it. And today it's happening this, but that one whom Macham came to realize, he was a very poor man, he left his children there with his wife, when the wife came to have interfere with his nephews and children came from that. But this aim that God comes, the earth will soon become weak and overpowered. It will get overpowered. When a person becomes weak or not, it gets overpowered. That's very important. It gets overpowered. On and on, when you commit a sin, you don't believe. For example, from your example, a cell phone. At the moment, the biggest victim, the biggest shaitan itself, is a cell phone, the biggest shaitan. It is gone to that extent that marriages are breaking because of that. He got of that extent because people boys they can hearken the Quran. I'm frightened to say, Ali is also. But because of the cell phone, what they are doing, Allah said, Allah and the Father. So much of disrespect to parents, so much disrespect to Quran, so much disrespect to everyone. There's no more love, happiness at home at any. No happiness at all. It's just a makeup body. No one is happy. But how can you advertise your house problems to others outside? If everyone you meet is like a fast, you just meet them, Salaam alaikum, one in is a fast. Reality, but that's not. No one will tell. So this is a very important reality. The earth for sins will become, but remember Allah tested us all the time. We'll be tested. Don't ever think in your life that me, I have passed the stage now that Alhamdulillah, I don't commit any sin. Don't ever have this statement at any time. Don't ever. Because remember one thing. The person who did was, the person who made the most ibadat in this world was Allah Deen. Satan. There was no one more made for an ibadat. When Allah Ta'ala said this, but that the person who against me, the Palestinians when the Asim made dua, just imagine the Palestinians when Asim made dua. At that occasion, too, he thought that I am not the victim. Why I made so much of ibadat and no victim? That's what we are today too. That when you see a person not in namaz, you look at him down, but he's not Hazrat, because one day Hazrat one statement of Allah, but he could not make that statement. Possible Allah Ta'ala won't send you Jannat because if that person is bein namaz, he's bein namaz, Jannat for example. You know what a statement is today? A person who bein namaz, Allah Ta'ala put you Jannat, and you cannot do Jannat. Oh Allah, my Father, no. He's trying to save us, control our tongue. The control of the tongue is very important. In your heart also you must be controlled. Do not think bad of anyone, no matter what it is, no matter how much, how strong you can be in your taqwa, no matter how much ibadat you make. Do not at any time in your heart look down at anyone. Because no one will. And you must remember one thing, this collision between the nafs and shaitan will always take place. This collision with nafs and shaitan will always take place. It has to take place. It will not take place, and how will you get Jannat there? How will Allah Ta'ala tell you that? أَحَسِبَ النَّاسَ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يَفْتَهُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says in Quran. The test for you that I'm doing now, every moment you're testing. Remember one thing, we are on test 24 hours. In other words, we are duty 24 hours. We are not like others, we are on duty 24 hours, we are on duty. Likewise, we are test 24 hours, every moment. You're sitting down here, when you go out at the test, you sit next to a person, look at that person, your test also. Where are you free from sin? You test it all. So the only way things can come into us is a time when you have true love for Allah. It's a problem, the reason for one committing sin is merely because of lack of love. Lack of? If you have respect and love, my dear friend, you have respect and love. The love for Allah Ta'ala becomes so strong in you, you don't do anything wrong. You make sure that every moment in Allah, you know that akhlaq will be in you. The akhlaq, the character you have in you. The character that you have in you, that I will not cause any harm to anyone. The tawadu that you have, that humility in you, that I will not look down at you. One says the outer is bright, the inside is light. Outside is bright, inside is the noor is inside. That two things go together. They cannot see the light, but they can see the bright. They can see you how you are, with the akhlaq that you have in you. But as I mentioned earlier, Allah Ta'ala said, and as far as possible, until unless you do not have between you that I am not perfect. I am not. At any time you must not think I am perfect. I am not perfect. And you have this in your heart all the time. And you constantly think to yourself, there is no one worse than me. Because if you look at it, think of the story of the back story of the age. What kind of person you are? What kind of person? That's why Bhushan said a very nice thing. When you look at a young person, Ya Allah, he's better than me because my son is more than him. How nice he said. He's younger than me, that means my sins are more than him. And when you look at people who are older than him, Ya Allah, he got more better deeds than my deeds. Well, what do you think of that person? Will he look down on him? He will look down upon himself. So I'm giving you one remedy that the Thani Rahmatullah will sometimes give you a remedy. Whenever you look at a person and think, begin to look down at him, even look at his age, oh, he's not man. I'm older than this person. There's never more than this. Then how can I be better than this? Another time you say, old man, no matter how many, whether he's doing namaz at your own, Allah Ta'ala knows. But think to yourself, he's man, older than me, man. Definitely he's got very more clean, good things than this. If you begin to think like this, if you come to your life, you don't look down at anyone, you look down at yourself. And that's the most important thing. That is the most important thing. Come. In the road to Suluk, the first thing that you must do is Apna is Pana Kabdo. Pana. And in hate yourself. Pana means I am nothing. But don't tell anyone, because when someone tells you I'm nothing, you say, I know nothing, then you say, oh, what you are something. Don't, I have mentioned, don't ever tell anyone nothing. But yourself, you say, I am nothing. Because the moment you say that thing, and then the person says, no doubt you are like that, then you come to know what true color to are. You know, 50 years you've got a horse. 50 years, that's so close to you, the horse is so close to you. But why you still hold the rein? You know, 50 years you've got a horse. Now you've got the horse for 50 years, why you still hold the rein? Because you know it will drop you down. That's how your nut is too. 50 years you got him. You went over to him for 50 years. You made sure you get against him, against him, against him. But please, you can't make a dog's tail straight. You can do all the things, you can straighten the dog's tail. That's how the nut is. That's how the nut is. Do not trust your nut at any time. Do not trust your nafs. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi very, very clear, keep your nafs very far from you, in other words, don't follow him at all. Keep your nafs far, far from you, do not at all. Let me say, let me look at one side of the cell phone. No, nothing, never mind, now no one is looking at me. Well, on a day one, but it's not, that's not important. Now let me look at the nafs. No, one thing on that look at. Nothing more than that, not to say, very far. Remember one thing, that one thing will learn to 10 things. And then you cannot come out of it. You can never come out of it. And then say, what I did, what I did, too late. Do not go into it at all. Where is the thing? There is no noor on our faces today.
There's no nur on our faces. You can actually see the people's faces. You know, we are not people of that kind, but when they talk about people of that kind, when they look at people, they say, what happened to you? But Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, I know one person comes in and says, and must be, so I went to the wrong place. I said, he sees what I can see in your body, what you saw. Hadi Nabi rahmatullah alayhi, he said when he was in Qabr, Qabr to Baba, to make tawaf, he said, I think that was there. For 24 hours Allah's nur is descending there, but he is staying there, and the people walking, I can only see darkness in their people. They can talk like that. So you and I ask ourselves this question that you ask, are we very straight about it? Are we straight about it? Why there's no nur? We can't see, the black person is more bright than us. He's got the nur. Very nicely, you know. Likewise, another person is carrying, you know, some goods on his head and there was a snake on it. The brother let the thing down. See, the snake is dead. So they worry about it. They didn't worry about it. The next minute, they start the snake and walking. Hey, what happened here? What happened here? He said, What happened here? And I start walking. He already said, hi, buddy. They say, you know, when the snake hibernates, that is, you can do everything. But to be careful. So likewise, this man brought a snake in the house, and the next one started moving, hey, what happened here now? He says, all the time there's nothing here. He's telling your nurse the same story that your nurse will do the same thing too. Let me look at it one time. Let me commit zina one time. Let me gamble one time. Let me put my eyes one time. And this eye is so bad, is so cruel. Then let me tell you, the whole night you see the filthy that thing, Allah Almighty Father. I'm telling you, the good things you are doing, the good deeds you are doing. You are trying to see the name of Allah and speak. You think that the Shaitan, name of Shaitan is speaking. You wake up in the morning, name of Allah, now you wake up in the morning, name of Shaitan. You sleep with darkness, you wake up with darkness. Khuda na kare, you die in the condition of I know so many people who are looking at filth and naked when they passed away. When a man's family can tell a legal condition, are you got so much of guarantee that you will live for tomorrow? That your condition is the nafs is a thing, nafs and shaitan, you have to always fight with it. Nafs and shaitan, you have to always fight with it. It will always mislead you. Why is so much of the divorce taking place nowadays? The reason for this divorce is because of the self control. Because the divorce has gone to that extent, it'd be surprised a man is prepared to divorce his wife, the wife is prepared to accept the divorce, the husband will because of the self. One woman actually told her husband, I'm not prepared to leave the self-control, I'm prepared to leave you. If this nothing, shaitan is gone to that extent. And it's a good family of love. You know, we have become victims of the rest. What must I tell you? And the only way, how can you be saved? How can you be saved? Sit in the comfort of life. I'm telling you over no word of life that if you ever don't sit in the comfort of pirates, you can get lost. And my husband should say, fool is a man, you have to spend lot of time in his company. And bring your children to sit in the company to not do, you cannot understand, no problem, but when this staying there is with comfort. When Harimon, Yaqub Manati Rahmatullah passed away, and someone asked, he wants to be buried next to him, he said, why? He said, whatever Allah Rahmatullah go to him. So likewise, you sit in the company of pious, so you may not understand. But you do not know, you go and sit in the first company of pious person, one person, get hold of it. And can you stay in this company? You see how it starts rubbing in you. Once it starts rubbing in you, then you see what happens. The only thing you must be sincere and have fear of Allah. So today, the most important thing, protect our iman and intaqwa, pious company. Bring pious company to us. So make dua to Allah.
We must not become victim of nafs and shaitan. And bring us closer to Allah Ta'ala. And keep us in the habit. The hate for sin and the urge to good deeds. Wa akutam alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala. اللهم إنا ذكرك وشكرك حسنا ربنا أتمنا نورا وحسنا إنك على كل شيء اللهم نسمد السحر والسحر ما حسن الصوت والصدى باطل السماوات أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما وانت خلصت صلى الله تعالى ورحمة الله